Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got for us?
Well, you know, it's tax time coming up. Y'all do know that, right? It's right around the corner.
Monday.
Right around the corner. That's right. And, you know, desperate measures mean a lot at some time. So, you know, is it possible that can I claim your child? Is that all right?
No. I mean, what?
Hey, we in desperate times right now, okay? Can I claim your child? Just to help me out a little bit on my taxes. That's all I need. You got a few of them over there. Let me have one of them.
Let me hold one,
man. Let me just to claim this on these taxes, man. Let's go, cat dog. Can I claim your child? April 15th is on the way.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach Devin. Devin.
Yeah, this is
her. Hey, Devin, how you doing, man? My name is Curtis, man. Curtis. I was trying to reach out to you. Your son, he plays basketball with my nephew, man. Your son is the one that's on the Blazers Little League basketball team, right?
Yeah, he played for the Blazers. Everything all right?
Yeah.
Okay with my boy?
Yeah. Everything good, man. You know, they got a game Saturday and everything. I seen you a couple of times, man, at the game. I don't know if you remember me, man. Light-skinned brother, about 6 foot.
Yeah, I probably met you. You know, I'd be so intense with the game. But, yeah, what's going on?
Well, actually, man, I wanted to holler at you about your son, man. Are you working right now? Are you currently working?
Am I working? Like, yeah, I am working. Actually, I mean,
you have a steady job, is what I'm asking.
I mean, yeah. What you getting at though? Like, you know, I thought you were calling about the basketball team, like. Uniforms. I know we got a game Saturday. You know, sometimes they want donation for sneakers and all that. Like, you know.
No. What I was asking. So I mean, you got a regular 9-to-5 job you go to all the time.
Yeah, I got a 9-to-5. I mean, things is kind of crazy, but hours is kind of short. But you know, I still work. I mean, what was going on? You need a job or something?
No. I'm just checking, man. See, what I wanted to get at you about, man, is seeing. Are you gonna claim your son on your income tax this year?
Hold on, bro. Now, you said, am I gonna claim my son on my taxes this year?
Right. I mean, like you know, as a dependent.
Bro, you asking some real personal questions now. You know, like you the guy that you just said you know me from the basketball team that my son play on basis. You know, and now you done jumped from the Blazers to do I claim my son on my taxes and do I have a steady income? I mean, like, You know, yeah, I got a steady income, and I'm claiming my son. What you trying to get at, bro?
Well, see, man, what I was thinking, I just wanted to read. You seem like a cool dude when I saw you at the gym, man. What I was going to ask you, bro, is, you know, see, right now, man, when I get through with my taxes and stuff, I'm going to have to owe about $800. But now, see, if I claim a child as my dependent, man, they going to give me about $2,300. You see what I'm saying? And what I wanted to get at you about, man, is, you know, you let me claim as my son, you know, so I can go and get this good money.
Hold up, bro. I mean, with all due respect, bro, you talking about you want to claim my son on taxes? Hold on, bro. I don't even know you. You know, you're talking about you seeing me at my son's basketball game. You might be the police for all I know, bro. You sound like the police.
No. It ain't. Ain't nobody gonna come at you sideways like that, man. I ain't trying to come like. What I'm trying to say, man. Dog, they finna hit me off with this $800. Well, see, I can get $2,300, man. I kick you down $250. You understand what I'm saying, man? Everybody cool.
$250. You crazy? Now you sound like a joke, bro. Cause now you're insulting me. You telling me you want to claim my child for some where you owe money? I don't even know you, fool. So I can make $250, bro. I ain't trying to be on no, bro. But when I claim my kids, I'm getting the same exact price you getting. I'm getting $2,300 too. So what the I look like taking $200 from? I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but I'm the one stuck over here paying the $800, man. I'm just acting like asking you to look out for a brother, man. You say?
Out.
Yeah.
Look out. You know my check been cut from 40 hours a week to 13 hours a week, and I still got these little asking me for Jordan. Michael Jordan, they never put a dime.
That's why I'm trying to hook you up with $250, man. Damn, you don't even see a good thing when it's coming at you,
bruh. Bruh, I don't know what the you talking about, bruh. No, $250, bruh. When I claim these two little, I'm getting $2,300 a piece, bruh. What you think I'm gonna take $250 from you for? I don't even know you like that.
Say, man, you ain't got a trip, man.
I understand if you was my bruh, you my peoples, you know, maybe we could do a little something. I can understand that. But, bruh, you ain't gonna give me no $250 when I'm getting the same thing they offering you, $2,300. This government money, bruh.
So what is I'm supposed to do? What am I supposed to do, Devin? Tell me that.
I mean, bro, what you supposed to do is go have your seed, claim that little every year, and you'll get what I get for these little that I'm seeding and clothing every day. That's what you're going to have to do. My hours done got cut from 40 to 15 hours a week. I had to go pick me up a little side hustle. You understand? You got to change your ways. You out here trying to get me locked up for a government scam.
Bro. All I'm trying to do, man, is get this $800 off my back, dog. That's all I'm trying. Man, ain't nobody trying to get no trouble, man.
Bro, you still talking about getting you $800 and getting me locked up. Now, you got me up. I'm out here working hard to support my kids, man.
Man, I ain't finna sit here and go through this with you no more, man. I ain't finna sit here and go through this with you no more. Is you gonna help me with this money or not?
Bro, I ain't helping you with bro.
I need...
And when I see you on Saturday, bro, I'ma you up, bro. I promise you, bro.
I need your son's social security number right now. That's what I need.
Bro, let me tell you something, bro. What you look like, bro? You said you're a light-skinned and you're going about 6 foot. Bro, when I see you, when I step in that gymnasium, bro, I'm on your bro.
You ain't on Blazers,
Lakers, bro.
You better bring that damn social security number.
I think it's a game. I'm going to come find him.
Okay, cool. I got one more thing I need to say to you. Is you listening to me?
I don't even know why this is on my phone, bro. Why I'm even talking to this fool.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, man. Is you listening to me?
Say your last statement you want on your tombstone, bro.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked, baby.
Who is this?
This Nephew Tommy, man. What's up, Devin?
What's up, fool? You got me out here going crazy,
hey,
bro.
Hey, man, you got, do you got a boy that you work with named?
Yeah, crazy.
Put me up to this, man.
Man, I'm a beast when I get to work tomorrow, man.
Keep doing what you're doing. We need good daddies in the world, brother.
Man, thank you, bro. Yeah.
Hey, one more thing, man, I gotta ask you. You gotta tell me, man, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, Steve Harvey Morning Show, brother. Y'all crazy, man. I'm a beat.
Just claim the child real quick. Y'all good?
Child. Tax man cometh.
Tax man cometh.
Yes,
the tax man cometh, and I cometh for one of your babies. Is that all right? All right.
No, it's not all right.
Caller, you know, if y'all don't mind, you and Tosh, you know, if it's cool, you know, maybe we can work out a little something, something.
Boy. We need more kids. Can we get one of yours? We only got one. Looking at you.
Well, anybody wants a kid, holler at me.
Okay. That's what we need to holler at Steve.
You're right.
Next week, April 19th to 20th, The Nephew is coming to town. April 19th to 20th, Baltimore, Maryland, The Comedy Factory, back by popular demand. The Nephew is coming. Tickets on sale right now. Come on, B-Mo. Let's do the doggone thing. I know y'all been going through a little something. So come on over and get your laugh on, man.
All right, Nephew. Thank you. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.